So what then is the repair for the soul? How do we fix a broken soul? You can say a broken heart, we can say a broken mind, as we've seen in our life, our family. It has to start with the soul. Who is king of your soul? Who is running the welfare of your soul? Who's doing the maintenance on your soul? You could say that you have to take care of your soul, and you would be correct, but you need help. We all need help. So we need a reference. We need eternal words. We need truth, 100% truth, no fake. We don't need a drug. We don't need a relationship. We don't need to reach a milestone in our pursuits. To find peace in our soul, to find rest for our soul, to begin the process of rebuilding ourselves, our broken selves. We're born a mess with a lot of lies around us. We wake up in the sea of lies. We swim in the sea of lies. We have to reach out, reach up, and cling to truth. Thank God for the Bible. Thank God for prophets. Thank God for Moses. Thank God for David. Thank God for all these written words. Thank God for the testimony, the eyewitnesses. Thank God that Jesus came and was born, and angels announced his arrival, showing that he was unique. Angels sang to humans. They sang. What did they sing? Glad tidings. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. The Prince of Peace is here. A baby in a barn. What was Moses? He was a baby floating down a river. And Pharaoh's daughter saw him, saw he was beautiful, knew he was a Hebrew. But she took him in. He was to be the voice. He was to be the words of the Ten Commandments. He was to be the leader across the Red Sea, the deliverance from Egypt. He was the destruction of Pharaoh and his army. He said, let my people come and worship. Let my people go. Release them. Words, all words. Truth, heavenly truth, because God said, tell him this. And then God also said, I will harden his heart, because he wants to destroy lies. So lies fight, right? Satan always fights. He always thinks he's going to win. You're not going to take back a... Words are going to win. Prayers are going to win. Truth is going to win. Sometimes we got to try everything. But we come back to the basics. It was always there. We were born with truth. If we're raised with the Bible, raised with, in the beginning, God. But everybody needs to hear that. Jonathan Keener needs to preach in the beginning God everywhere, and just let God touch it. God has to touch it. The words, they're recorded, they're there. So how do you fix a soul? You have to go back to the foundation of who you are. You were created in the image of God from dust, and then he breathed into that dust and created a living being. You are a living being that will never die. You have to make choices in your life. To repair your soul is to align yourself with heaven, straight up. You need to get straight, not crooked. You don't need to be winding over here, messing around with Gnosticism and New Age and certain medicines and conversations with these type of people and hanging out with those kind of people because they look like they know what they're doing. No, you just need to connect with the source. Soul repair starts with connecting your soul to the source of life. That's how you start there. Then you have to start thinking, right? Over time, you have to get rid of bad thoughts. Get out. Leave. That's a falsehood. You reject it. You don't let it affect your emotions. Because if you let lies affect you emotionally, that affects your feet. That affects where you go. That leads you into more trouble. Your feet take you into trouble. Your eyes point you to the wrong direction. You have to fix your eyes on Jesus. That's why it says that in the word. Fix your eyes on the throne. Look up to that bright, holy, bright, white, hot throne and know it's coming down. And on this dirt, forget the philosophical idea of a rapture. speak to the life of heaven on earth. Speak to the reality of a king on earth that's going to cleanse the earth and purify the earth and burn all the wickedness and get rid of all the chaff. The angels work for him. Two-thirds work for him. Satan has a third, yeah, but they all lose and they all fight because he wants to destroy them. They fight back. They try to deceive because he wants to destroy them. The fight is about the loss. Satan loses because he fights. If Satan doesn't deceive, there's nothing to defeat. The game is the game of truth versus lies. Heaven versus hell. Jesus versus Satan. And you have a choice. Your soul needs to align itself with the winner, with Jesus.